Talking Travel with American Sky and Shannon Airport.
Your easy escape to America and beyond.
Flying from Shannon with americansky.ie.
Now, Ed Finn is back with us, and Ed has had an extraordinary year travelling around the States. And given that we're coming to the end of the year, we might take a look back at this. Ed, your big American road trip, where were you? Where were some of the highlights this year?
Yeah, incredible, Trina. Really, I must say, it feels like I've been living there. It's been so many trips. I started in March. I had always wanted to go to Cleveland for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I wanted to be there for St. Patrick's weekend because they have a fantastic parade and brilliant festival in Cleveland. So that's kind of where I started off in March and went from there then. But Cleveland's amazing. They've got a fantastic art scene. The theatre scene there, Trina, it's unreal. Compared to Broadway, it's like the same sort of amazing theatres, and I was really surprised by it. And a lovely size of a city as well for like food and travelling around. Brilliant markets, really great neighbourhoods. So yeah, I think it was my third visit there, but St. Patrick's weekend was very special. I didn't put the hand in the pocket for the whole few days. It was great. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is a must. It's not just memorabilia, it's like cultural history. Incredible if you like music, like massive U2 display there, Elvis, everything like that. Really cool. And you can make your own music there as well, which is great. The theatre scene is fab. Playhouse Square, second largest theatre district in the US after Broadway, Trina. Incredible. They have Broadway shows there which are just like something else, and they move around America, but they're really cool there. So Cleveland Playhouse, Great Lakes Theatre.
Actually, sorry, Ed, didn't you say to me before sometimes they launch the theatre shows there before they even get to Broadway?
Yeah.
So you get almost a preview.
Absolutely. And you know what's amazing as well, like every year they have the induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This year, Trina, in October, like Cher hosted it, and you can buy tickets and you can go there. And if you wanted to do something special to attend the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the inductee weekend, it's fantastic. Really, really cool. So like, there's amazing places there as well. There's like Caribou House, which is the first African-American theatre in America. Dobama Theatre, like there's loads of it. Now, they also have a thing called the Cleveland, the Emerald Necklace, and it's all these beautiful parks. And of course, Trina, Cleveland has beaches. It has the most gorgeous Lake Erie, and you think you're like on holidays, and it's actually a lake, but fantastic. And the food scene as well, amazing there. So I love it. I loved it.
So from Cleveland, where did you then go, Ed?
So I headed to upstate New York, right? So New York, we all know the city, Trina, but there is so much to see and do in upstate New York. Now, you've probably heard of The Bear. You've probably watched The Bear on TV, the fantastic TV series. The Culinary Institute of America is actually in upstate New York, and Anthony Bourdain went there. That's where he honed and learned his skills. And you can go there and you can, the students for $60 will cook you a meal. Now go at the end when they've like learned a good bit, because when you go at the start, it's a bit amateur. The starter might be a bit dry, you know, but like, no, really, it's phenomenal, and it's so nice to see. They've got beautiful restaurants there as well, and you know, but it's something really special, and it's really good. Now I went up to Cooperstown, the famous baseball, it's where, you know, the Baseball Hall of Fame is. But real Americana, Cooperstown, absolutely stunning. Rhinebeck, beautiful town as well, where all the kind of movie stars have their little hideaway pads and stuff like that. Paul Rudd owns a sweet shop there, which is great. You can go
did
in
I
and
ever
get...
tell you about my Paul Rudd experience?
No, I was waiting for him to turn up,
Paul,
and he never did.
Paul Rudd and myself go way back. So I think I've met Paul about 3 or 4 times, and on 2 occasions Paul Rudd has licked my ear. I'm not even joking about this one. So the first time I was sitting on a sofa, Paul Rudd was sitting on one side of me and Jason Segel was sitting on the other side, and they were so close to me. One of them was slagging the other one, going, "What are you doing?" He goes, I'm sniffing her hair. Her shampoo's nice. And the next thing, there was a tongue in my ear, right? Then I met him sometime after on a red carpet, and he remembered me, and he did it again on the red carpet.
Wow, but Trina.
Now, when we're watching the old episodes of Friends, we're like, there he is. There's your man that had the tongue in my ear.
Okay, we're going to go to Rhinebeck. I have to take you there, so to meet Paul Rudd. I want to get the name of that shampoo as well. That sounds great.
Yes.
But like Rhinebeck again, beautiful, like, you know the quintessential American towns with the saloons and, as I said, the sweet shop. And it was really nice because that sweet shop that was actually going out of business, they were going to the wall, and Paul rescued it with another actor friend of his because he loved the shop so much. So he's a great character. He doesn't just lick ears. He also saves people from going bankrupt. So fair play to you.
Yeah, yeah. So listen, from there, you did Boston. Now, Boston is a big favourite for the Irish.
Yeah, I learned so much about the Boston Tea Party. Huge next year, Trina, because next year it's the 250th anniversary of American independence. So when Ben Franklin went back from Hillsborough Castle after having a fight with Lord Hillsborough, he decided, we want to get rid of the British, we want to go all out for independence. So there's great history about the whole thing, but massive for Pennsylvania, for all of America, but in particular places like Boston, Philadelphia, which is, you know, they say is the whole, you know, the birthplace of American independence. Fenway Park, I was hitting baseballs. The bars are fantastic there as well. They have a greenway there as well, which goes through the city. Like, Boston's a great place. And I was there in the summertime and it was 40 degrees. It broke the temperature from the 1930s. They've the famous Martin Luther King, the Embrace statue there. It's just full of history. The Kennedys, I was at the John F. Kennedy Center. I was in the Oyster Union House, Trina, in the booth where JFK ate his oysters for his lunch, sitting on the, you know, those kind of like goosebumpy moments. Yeah. So like, it was really great. I loved it, must say.
And what about the Cheers bar where everybody knows your name?
They didn't know my name though when I went in. But anyway, to be honest, that I went there before and yeah, it doesn't, I don't know, it kind of sort of brought the memory a little bit down because it's not like the actual,
it's not great. Okay,
it's okay, right? It's okay. Uh-huh. But if I'm being honest, there are other parts of Boston, like, but definitely, like, listen, worth a visit. There's an upstairs and a downstairs bar there, so, but like, there's a big wooden cutout of Woody, so you can go and you can sort of like.
Now, come here. You were not only in Nashville, but you were walking in Memphis too.
I was, yeah. I mean, God, the week of Elvis's commemoration, I was there in August, like the 16th, and it was unreal. Like, I mean, to go and see where he's buried, Graceland. Oh my God! Like, if you like Elvis, I was in the studio, Studio B, Sun Studio. I was holding the mic that Elvis recorded over 200 songs. You know, all this kind of stuff, like, phenomenal. I loved it. And the blues in Memphis, the blues bar, the B.B. King restaurant, the blues downstairs, the acts are phenomenal, Trina, you know, really. And Nashville, everywhere you go, every bar, it's like Shania Twain or Garth Brooks singing inside.
Yeah.
You're like,
where they
really?
All start, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Taylor Swift, even Elvis, they all started there. So if you want your daughter on the stage, Trina, send her to Nashville. That's the idea.
She'd be too shy for that. Now, me, on the other hand, I might be there with my jazz hands.
Yeah.
Come here, Graceland. Talk to me about Graceland. Are there huge crowds there? Can you get near?
You do. There's different packages you can buy as well, right? You can do like a VIP package, a normal, you know, there's different ones. You're not allowed filmanting when you're inside, of course, right? But like, you can get all pictures from outside, but it is very touristy. It's done very well. I thought like it would be much more ostentatious than it was. I mean, he lived very interesting kind of life, but really in like very cool, the swimming pool, and then you go to the meditation garden and you see there where he's buried. Like, I wasn't that well up on Elvis. Like, I didn't even know that he was a twin when his mum had the first baby that she gave birth to died, his brother, and the next thing, Elvis popped out. So he was a twin. He came from a little house in Tupelo. They have a reconstruction of that there as well. The Grand Ole Opry, oh my God, like standing in the place, you can stand in the place where Dolly, Elvis, you know, Johnny Cash, where they all sang. Go to the Ryman Theatre where the original one was. Put on your boots, Trina, and your Stetson, and just, it's one big hen party, Nashville, by the way, but very tastefully done.
And I know Ed Finn's America is in Tennessee on Sunday on Virgin Media 3, isn't it? 6:15. So people can have a look at themselves and actually get to see the places that you went to.
Absolutely. And a great guy that's in the show as well, Trevor Moran, by the way, an Irish chef. He's from Stillorgan. He won number 20th best restaurant in America recently, and Locust is the name of his restaurant, Trina, and he has kegs of Guinness, caviar, tin sardines, dumplings. It's the most crazy. He's a genius, and he's a rising star in America. Wonderful guy. He's in the show. Shout out to Trevor for all the great hospitality as well.
Now, Ed, you went to Las Vegas. I've been to Las Vegas. Would you believe my hubby went there on his stag as well?
Yeah, wow. Hangover 3.
I know. I'm amazed. I'm a married woman, how they got home.
It really is, like, it's just like lights, neon city. I mean, when you fly in and you see all the lights, you're like, I mean, you come in at night time, it's kind of good, and you see it all, and it's like, wow. I did the helicopter flip over the city, the strip. I was learning how to make pizza in Esther's restaurant with James Trees, another fabulous chef. You might gather I like a bit of food in my shows, Trina, like, so I mean,
you do, yeah,
really, really great stuff. And you know, walking the strip, you know, the Flamenco Hotel, you know, like all the fountains, the Bellagio, you know, like the Italian influences, like you've everything there. The Gatsby, then we make cocktails in the Great Gatsby rest, which is all resorts. But the hotels, Trina, the glitz, the glamour in Vegas, it's unreal.
Ed, what's the hotel? I'm just trying to think, is it a hotel or a shopping center? And there's like gondolas inside, yeah, it.
The Venetian, the ceiling is painted in a light blue, like clouds. So it never gets dark. You never think it's nighttime when you're in there.
If my memory serves me right, I think they had the shop where in the Michael Jackson documentary, do you remember the Martin Bashir one? He went into this shop and he was buying everything he saw. 25 grand, I'll have that. Yeah, that's 50 grand. I'll have that. I'll have that. He was just he must have spent about £1 million. And you can see that the guy who owns the shop or the shop manager literally rubbing his hands together going, happy days, I'm making a fortune today.
The Venetian is amazing. And like the food scene, Trina, is like the restaurants there and everything. Absolutely mind-blowing stuff. And again, I mean, I saw Awakening, right? Which is, you know, Baz Halpern, the Irish director. What a show. I never saw anything like it. That's in the Wynn Hotel. And people flying around, disappearing on stage. I mean, you're just glued to your seat for the whole thing. The show are something else, the whole theatre scene as well. Yeah. Amazing.
Who do we see? We saw your man Chris Angel, you know, who's like an illusionist. I never really understood how that worked, like the casinos in the hotels and then they all have these like theatres in their hotels. You don't see that anywhere in the world.
No, it's just on a scale mind-blowing. The Wynn, the theatre there, is it is a big circle. Of course, the Sphere is another incredible thing.
I'd love to go to that.
Oh, it's like you go up on the High Roller, which is like the London Eye. It's bigger, of course, Trina. You can get married in the pods and you can have a bar brought up and all this kind of mad stuff. But you see, you're looking right down on the Sphere from the High Roller there. But the hotels, the deals they do there, right? The deals are so affordable. But of course, they want you to go and spend a few bob in the casinos. But yeah. I didn't roll one dice when I was there. So I was afraid.
Yeah, you see people in the casinos and they're there from morning till night sitting on the same machine, you know. Okay, so Vegas always a great one, and a great one for stags as well, has to be said.
Yeah, we've the
and
direct flight.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we've the direct flight now with Aer Lingus. That's another thing that's really mushroomed, of course, here. The direct flights, Trina, we have so many. Nashville, we spoke about. Direct, Vegas, direct. Seattle, direct. You know, it's just, it's so easy now to get there, and it's brilliant with the direct flight.
Now, Utah.
Yeah, Utah, you know America. I'll tell you, this is something else. Another world, Trina, like Mars meets the moon meets, you know.
Yeah.
It's big sky America.
This is for the outdoorsy person, is it?
Yeah. Like I was e-biking in Zion National Park. I think it was one of the most magical days I've had. I was on last week on the program. It's just, you're looking around and you're like, God, how is all this stuff created? Big, huge, massive, like the red rocks, the canyons, Dead Horse Point Canyon. It's just a whole state of amazing, amazing outdoorsy stuff, as you said. Now, loads of Westerns were filmed there. So Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. I was in the open a museum, like the American Museum there as well. It goes back in time. I was in the Back to the Future car. You know, like this guy collected all these amazing Mustangs and stuff. So like there's just the most incredible collection of stuff there. And as you go along, it changes. The landscape changes. I was sand duning then in these amazing buggies. And then of course Salt Lake City was really surprising. I had an idea about Salt Lake City that it was a dry place, you know, that you couldn't get a drink, like with the opposite. It was just the opposite. I mean, and the food, the restaurant, Caputo's, the Italian deli and market, wow, the chocolate and the meats, the salamis, like it just blew me away, I have to say. And I love Salt Lake.
He doesn't like his food though, of course.
No.
Now Ed, Seattle, tell me about Seattle. You mentioned there's direct flights there.
Yeah, now Seattle is of course, you know, the home of Nirvana, all the great bands that came out of there as well. It's something else. Like I absolutely loved it. Now Starbucks, of course, KEXP Radio, you'd love that. I went there and you can do a tour of one of the coolest radio stations I've ever kind of been to.
Sorry, hang on a second. Now stop there now. Is my radio station not cool enough for you, Ed?
It is. And I love the tour that you do every week for me when I go in. But this one...
There's the kitchen. Make your own tea. That's the tour.
This one, I know. This one is slightly bigger, right? And they actually have, like, they have a stage in there and they have a theatre. The Fontaines have played there. You're talking the home of Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, all that kind of amazing place.
But grunge music.
Yeah. It's a great city, though. Obviously, great coffee culture. Now, the Space Needle is amazing as well. You go up there and they have a rotating kind of restaurant at the top. Stunning views. I was kayaking in Puget Sound. The Salmon House, Trina. I had four types of salmon. Oh my God. My mother said salmon was a facelift on a plate. And as you can see, she was right. Absolutely stunning. Seattle is a gore. Like the kind of place you'd live there. Like Bill Gates has a house there up in the posh part and all these, you know, it's a big place as well for startups.
But it's check that out, yeah.
And the market, I did the Atrium Market. I did a food tour with Tracy. She does this food tour and we went around and they were throwing fish at me and I was making all this amazing food. Like that was a phenomenal experience as well. This is a market like to the power of 10 compared to like some of the markets you'd see here.
You've done another Ed Finn's America on Seattle, have you?
Yeah, that Seattle. So this Sunday it's Tennessee. It's, as you said there, Nashville and Memphis. And then we finish up in Seattle on a high, Trina, on the Space Needle in Seattle. Great spot altogether. So yeah, I feel like I learned a lot this year. And America, as I always say, it's like so many countries in one. The other thing about Seattle is the most incredible wineries. They've got all these amazing wines. And we went out to these amazing chateaus and we had wine tasting. And I was surprised at that as well.
I'm sure a lot of people will be going stateside now next year because of the World Cup and everything. So what would you say is the takeaway for people thinking about going?
Well, I mean, I must say, right, I wanted to give a thank out to Catherine as well and Rachel from American Sky because they gave me such good advice. They helped me to plan it. Dealing with experts, especially when it comes to crowded situations like World Cups and things, I would say all these experts like American Sky and, you know, American Holidays, they would have lots of deals in place and, you know, flight, you know, they're all kind of on top of that stuff. So it'll be interesting to see how the World Cup pans out, to be honest with you. But I think it's going to be very exciting.
And when you go to America, do you rent a car? Do you drive or do you tend to kind of get taxis everywhere?
That's one thing as well, Trina. I really wanted to just again give a little shout out to you. Cannot beat a good car rental company like Reliable. And I used Hertz for all my deals because I'm a loyalty member and stuff. But Paul Manning, I want to say thanks to Paul Manning and he's on the team down in Wexford there in Hertz. They couldn't have been nicer to me. And like the you know, when you're driving through Utah and places like that, Trina, you mightn't see a gas station for hours. Like one day I drove 7 hours and you want to be in a good set of wheels and you want to make sure and they do great, they give you great little upgrades and stuff like that. It's the country to do road trips in because you can literally, as you know, drive across America. But I must say, like, I got great deals from Hertz. And you know, when you drive from one state into another, you know, you'll have a drop off charge of $150 because you're going into another state. And so like they were really good to help me navigate all of that and to plan it beforehand. But the cost of fuel, Trina, is great there. Way cheaper than here. So that was something really good.
Ed, I assume you're going off to hibernate now till 2026, are you?
Trina, yeah, you have it in one. Someone said to me the other day, where's your favourite place? Where's your favourite? I said, the sofa, watching Netflix with a Chinese takeaway from the Pearl River. No, really, yeah, I am, yeah. No, I've had a fab year of it. And I must say, this was really my big American road trip year. And I've still got to, I want to do Route 66. And a lot of other things as well. But this year was an eye-opener and just a wonderful experience. I loved it. Lot to offer.
Now, Ed, we're going to leave 2026 in a high because we're going to give away some flights today.
Yes, wouldn't it be great? A nice little Christmas treat.
What do we have?
So we've two return flights from Shannon to Boston, thanks to American Sky and Shannon Airport. And Trina, we have a little question to ask people. And the question is, where is the oldest baseball park in America?
I even know the answer to that because I was paying attention today. Right, okay. So if you know, you can send in your answer. Right, Ed Finn at the start of your message and your name and answer and your location to 087-188-0008. And the best of luck, Ed. We'll see you in 2026.
Absolutely, Trina. Happy Christmas to you and all the listeners.
Talking travel with American Sky and Shannon Airport. Your easy escape to America and beyond. Flying from Shannon with AmericanSky.ie.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.